been here long.
And we're back on Toss Salad KPTZ in Port Townsend with Scott Wilson.
Hey, Tim, thank you. So we're Tim and I are joined by Rob Berman, who's the executive director at Centrum, our fabulous and longstanding arts foundation based out at Fort Worden State Park. Glad to have you, Rob.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here. I love KPTZ, and I made my pledge yesterday.
Oh, great. And there's some interesting news about KPTZ and the fort, which maybe, I don't know who's the expert in that, but that's the wheels seem to be moving to move the whole entire station out there.
Well, I'm certainly no expert on that, but our campaign to move is going well. We've, you know, along with the Sage Foundation grant, which really goes a long ways when you're trying to do a fundraiser on air, and you can tell somebody that if you give me $100, it magically becomes $300. That's really pretty nice. And so we're doing well. We have a long ways to go. And our little one-day fundraiser yesterday was good because it was a low-pressure, kind of an entertainment-based one-day fundraiser, which makes it easy and painless. None of us really like to raise money, but yesterday was actually quite fun. So the short answer is we're doing well. We have a long ways to go. And we're open for donations.
Good, good. Well, Centrum has been out there for probably close to coming up on 50 years, I know.
That's right, yeah. We were founded in 1973, technically at the end of the year that year. So we're looking at our 50th anniversary in 2023.
Well, for folks who may not know Rob, or even for those who may have known but forgotten, can you tell us more about where Centrum came from and how it got started and what its sort of founding principles are?
Sure, yeah. Centrum is somewhat unique in this country, I think. I'm often asked about comparables for our organization, and the only thing I think that even remotely comes close is Chautauqua, which many listeners may be familiar with in New York State. But it's really a rare thing to have space, time, and the facilities that we have here in Port Townsend to immerse oneself in the study of arts. So Centrum was the brainchild of a man named Joe Wheeler, who was in the school district in Tacoma for many years, and was convinced that there was a better way to have an impact on changing lives through the arts than in the classroom. And he was very active in Olympia and had a lot of contacts throughout the state and was seeking a location to try a new experiment. And I love hearing the early stories of our founding because Bill Ransom and others joined Joe and went to Olympia and asked the state to send their best students to Fort Worden to get our programs for gifted and talented students off the ground. And the answer they received was, who the hell are you? You know, with all due respect, they weren't credentialed in education. They didn't have a track record. And Bill told me the story once that they went back. They went right back and they said, okay, we'll make you a deal. Send us your worst students and we'll prove to you that our model will work. And that's the origins of some of our writing programs and other things. And it was such an enlightened way to think. So we were founded in the mid-1970s. Our core bread and butter is week-long residential workshops in a wide variety of art forms. We serve artists from age 4 to 98. And at the core of everything we do is multi-generational learning. So what I've learned, being here now 6 years, is that we do two types of things. We do the tangible things that are clear and understandable. We can teach you to play the harmonica or write a memoir or do anything like that. But it's the intangible things that Centrum does, which are hard to talk about and hard to define, but they're far more important. And it all stems from being in community with one another. And there was a quote that I heard just last night on a podcast that I listened to. What we practice, we become. And they were talking in that sense about brain science and love, but it struck me that that's the essence of Centrum. What we practice, we become. And when you come out to Centrum, you see social dance, you see harmony and diversity and inclusion and support. Nothing we do is about judgment, and we're passing culture and tradition from one generation to the next. It took me a full year to really start to see what Centrum really does, because it's not just teaching somebody to play an instrument or paint a painting. It's about something really deep. And that's what motivates all of our supporters and the people that come here.
Well, and a good portion of that depth is the connection that happens between accomplished artists. I mean, the people that are brought in to teach and interact, these are national or international level musicians or artists of any sort, and they're connected up with, you know, a huge variety of different types of students. But that's core to Centrum's mission, isn't it?
We refer to those people, Scott, as standard bearers. So what's interesting about the artists we work with is many of them are not known names. You wouldn't know the top Appalachian fiddle player necessarily, or the Brazilian choro musicians that are the best at their craft. But we bring them here, and it's not about celebrity. It's about quality. And in many cases, we're bringing here people here that aren't even confident that they can share what they know. We've had blues musicians stand on our stage and admit, I can't teach you what I do, but I can show you. And that's enough. To sit knee to knee with a blues musician from the Delta and see how they work is incredibly rich and uplifting. We've had artists that have come to Centrum that are illiterate through no fault of their own, but they're talented, top-level artists in their own field. And that's a pretty neat aspect.
You know, I think sometimes that Centrum may be taken for granted by locals just because for many, many people, it's always been here, and it looks like it always will. Yeah. I want you to talk a little bit about exactly why is it here? Why is it in Port Townsend? And, you know, to what, and we'll walk into some of Centrum's challenges after
sure.
that.
Sure. You know, I wasn't here in the 70s, but I think one of the advantages of being here in this place is the remoteness. So the idea of getting out of the city and away from connectedness allows you to focus. I once sat with the CEO of the Cleveland Orchestra, and I asked him a really simple question. Tom, why is the Cleveland Orchestra the best in the country? And he said, there's no distractions. You know, you can be in Cleveland. There's not a lot of other options that you would have in New York or Chicago or major metropolitan centers. There's a value to being in retreat, which we can offer at Fort Worden. I think Joe was looking at multiple venues in multiple communities. But to come over the hill, as you know, Scott, and to see that campus, which at the time was totally unoccupied, it's so rich with opportunity and facilities that were vastly underutilized. Mm-hmm. And it's exciting to animate that campus and bring what was once a military fort and make it a place for learning and arts. It's pretty interesting.
In those earliest years, Centrum was almost exclusively funded by the state. State parks, the State Arts Commission.
And the superintendent of schools.
All of them decided to pitch in and try to make something unique happen here. I think your state funding has really diminished in comparison to the other sources for funding.
It has, but at the same time, I've lived and worked all over the country. The state funding at Centrum still remains probably better than 85% of the country. But it's a minuscule amount compared to what it was in the 70s. Mm-hmm. We were founded by the state, so they had a vested interest to really make it work. And over many years, we've established a reputation. We have participants that come from 17 countries in all 50 states. And we can stand on our own a little more, but we still get, you know, in the range of $250,000 a year from the state, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. Nearly all of it comes from the superintendent of schools, not from the Arts Commission. Mm-hmm. But we get a small grant from the Arts Commission.
Mm-hmm. And then, Rob, for people who don't know as much about Centrum as they should, what buildings out there is Centrum in or regularly use on a heavy basis?
Yeah, good question. The campus, first of all, is the state park. So the state owns all of the buildings out there. Centrum doesn't own anything at Fort Worden. And that's true for all the partners that are on the campus. We have about, 7 or 8 buildings that we use year-round, mainly accommodations for our faculty artists and our resident artists, and our office space and a storage unit that we use. And everything else at the campus we rent. So the Wheeler Theater, the McCurdy Pavilion, if you know the campus, we have building 204 and the schoolhouse and many spaces out there, the dormitories, all of that is what we rent on a 1-week basis each week that we have a program. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's a state park, and the state will always own the assets, not Centrum.
Right. And, of course, the PDA, the Public Development Authority, has been granted by state parks the landlord status, at least for the upper campus where the buildings are.
Yeah. You know, when I came here, the PDA was not yet ratified, but I was a strong supporter of it and remain that way. I think it's a really smart idea to blend public and private dollars to rehabilitate that campus. There's $80 million in deferred maintenance out there, which is not uncommon in old military bases. But I take the long view. You know, we have a long time to slowly upgrade that facility. And the challenge is finding a balance between, rectifying and rehabilitating the space, but keeping it affordable. Because at the end of the day, if you look at Goddard College or the Woodworking School or the School of the Arts, we all serve artists, so there's price sensitivity built into the models that we operate with, and I admire what the PDA is trying to do. It's really complicated and not easy.
I'm sure you know this, but originally when the idea of state parks turning the management over to a different entity, they actually looked at Centrum
right.
as being that managing entity for a while. And then I think Centrum wisely chose not to do that and let someone else do it.
Yeah, it was about 14 years ago they put out a public call for volunteers to apply to co-run the park, and Centrum was the only person to raise their hand. And we pursued it for almost 10 years before the recession hit and we realized this really wasn't viable. I think it was the right decision.
But when State Parks did make its decision to divest itself of management of the upper campus, they did insist that it be used for lifelong learning. I mean, right. I've always thought that they basically had Centrum in mind. I mean, Centrum is unique across the country, but totally unique in this state. Certainly in terms of any entity that's held on state property, on public property.
And you were here, Scott, it was before my time, but there was a vote of this community, what to do with that campus. And I understand the vote was divided somewhat loosely between a conference center or lifelong learning. And the community voted lifelong learning, if I have that right.
Well, I don't remember a community vote, Rob. I do remember a State Parks Commission vote.
Oh, okay.
In which that was the issue.
There was a community vote of some kind. I've heard a lot about it, but it predated me, so I don't have the direct experience with it. But.
Well, I think way back in the early 70s, when both Centrum and Fort Worden was being turned into a state park, both those things kind of happened.
Right.
Concurrently,
right.
There was a strong push by the then civic leadership of the community, which was people like Gail Stewart and Dick McCurdy and Bob Harper and the folks behind the Port Townsend Summer School for the Arts to make sure it was devoted toward cultural education right. as opposed to just a conference center.
There's some wonderful books by the Historical Society that. Document some of the life in this community before Centrum existed. And I've read a few of them. Peter Simpson and others have written about certain artists and things that lived here. Tom Wilson. The book about Tom Wilson to me is so exciting and motivational. I wish I was here because there was a vibrant arts community and art scene here steadily through the 50s and 60s, which sadly has diminished off of the campus. But it was very rich, and we were bringing laudable, known artists here to help stimulate this community. And we're just an outgrowth of that and a continuation of it.
Kenny G was a Centrum student at one point along with, I think Quincy Jones was as well back
Quincy
in the
Jones
day.
Was a faculty member. Kenny G was a student. Diana Krall was a student at Centrum as well.
Wow, incredible.
She grew up in British Columbia.
Oh. So talk about lifelong learning for a little bit in the sense that you mentioned that there are several other entities out at the fort. I mean, Centrum's one of, I think, 15 entities that is based out there. There are several others that have to do with learning, with teaching. Can you review those?
Yeah. Let's address the term first. Lifelong learning to some people is predefined out in the world and generally speaks to retired adult education programs. That's because there's a couple in San Francisco that I actually know, Barbara and Bernard Osher, and the Osher Institute that started a lifelong learning center funding model in every state in the country. Most of those are affiliated with colleges and university, and again, they're mostly adult ed programs for senior citizens. awesome programs, a great model. I love the Oshers and I know them well. So there's a we wrestle a little bit at the campus about the term lifelong learning, but I think the general person on the street would understand the idea. You're never too old to learn. And what we find at Centrum today is this community wants stimulation. You know, we have long winters and people want to be stimulated and to think. And when we think about not just Centrum, but what Rocky's doing at the Rose Theater and Clemente and the Film Festival and Key City Theater and all the incredible organizations here, there's bandwidth to do so much more. I mentioned the Woodworking School and the School of Art and Goddard College and other groups out at the Fort. I think the commitment that we have is to animate that space. It's all group housing. That's really the fundamental backbone of the Fort. We want to drive visitors and locals here to live and learn on the campus, mm-hmm. whether that's a six-week woodworking class or repetitive every Wednesday art classes with Max Grover, or an MFA program at Goddard College. There's a full range of offerings out there. We have the yoga studio with the Madrona Mind Body Institute. There's a lot to offer. We were hoping to bring Key City Theater onto the campus a few years ago. We haven't succeeded in that. Bringing KPTZ out to the campus is going to be exciting. There's a work afoot to develop a bunch of vacant buildings into Maker Square. There's going to be future tenancy potential out there for new partners. There's a lot of potential still.
We're talking to Rob Berman, the executive director of Centrum. And since you mentioned KPTZ again, I wanted to say at least to you, Tim, that given that Fort Worden's purpose is lifelong learning, I'm glad that KPTZ is moving out there. I also hope there are internship options and possibilities for people to get involved who are interested in this media.
I do know that when we first walked out there and just kind of tried to wrap our arms around this idea, and I say I'm just along for the ride, but it was so obvious that we belong there. There's so many synergies that could happen out there, the lifelong learning, and being a radio station, it's just a big megaphone. We can help publicize events that are out there. We could have so many of the fine folks that come to Centrum from all over the world to come into a performance space, mm-hmm. because I feel that music is radio stations, commercial especially, have changed so much. Now people can stream so much music online. What they can't get is that personal touch of that performance that's happening in the performance room in that space, and you have that live energy. And this will give us so much more opportunity to do that. Having Centrum there, having the colleges there, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, and we haven't mentioned Copper Canyon Press. You know, there's a lot of incredible institutions out there. The Marine Science Center. I feel remiss in not mentioning more of them.
Sure. You know, I think the challenge, I was for a while on the PDA board, as you know, and I think the challenge for the PDA is, and for the community, you know, for all of us, is we still have to hold space for education to take place, because that space could easily get eaten up by other things that may be more readily accessible and certainly maybe a little bit more lucrative financially. But this rare thing that we're trying to hold in terms of a place where people can come and learn and work with masters, you have to hang on to it, because you cannot take that for granted.
Yeah, in the long picture, Scott, it's one of the things I think a lot about, because as the cost of doing business constantly marches upward, which is a reality of life, it's not unique to Port Townsend, we're really concerned about pricing our own people out. And the higher the prices have to become, the harder it will be for youth to be here. So I love the idea of trying to think about a model not unlike the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, which thought ahead long enough to say, we really need to endow the opportunity for artists to come here. And in the case of Curtis Institute, it's 100% subsidized. So they can cherry pick all the people that deserve to come, and it's completely underwritten. That's a big, ambitious goal. I don't know how much money it would take for us to get to that point, but Peter McCracken and I have kicked this idea around a little bit. If we want to take the long view and think about service to artists, both here and around the country, that would be a really noble goal, is to build the resources to make sure it's always affordable.
You know, I read a book recently about Michelangelo and the Medici's, and when you look back at history, you know, art has never paid for itself.
Right,
I mean, artists have never paid for themselves.
Right,
they've always had to be assisted and subsidized, and that's just the way it is, and it's still that way today.
Yeah. So many people know Centrum for our gala we do in the fall. That's sort of a big visible sign of some of the work that we do for raising support, but it's so important because in that one night, we basically raise our entire year's worth of scholarship funding that we make available so that low-income students of any age, it's not just kids, but it's all ages, can come here and their rates can be subsidized. Right now, we're giving away $170,000 a year in scholarship support. It would be exciting to put another few zeros on that and make everything very, very affordable. Because then we would have maximum capacity at everything we do, and we would be living the mission, which is service to artists. And it would be insulated against the future cost.
Right. You don't want to wind up, and you kind of alluded to this earlier, you don't want to wind up being in a position where the only students who can afford to come are the wealthier students. You want fiddle tune players from, you know, from somewhere outside of Okanagan, you know, who are living
Absolutely.
In a cabin somewhere.
Right. Well, as you know, I mean, there's so much richness in learning from one another. That's what happens at Centrum. It's not just the faculty that teach. It's a complete stream of learning. So you can sit with a 9-year-old at lunch if you're 65 and learn about today's realities. You know, it's a constant learning environment out there. And the buildings are used until 2 a.m, and there is activity at all hours of the day out there. It's pretty exciting.
And I'll talk to you about programming in just a minute, Rob, but we talked a little bit about the financial structure, and state support has diminished. Centrum is more and more reliant upon private contributions and sponsorships. Talk a little bit about that and how Centrum may be adapting to those needs.
Yeah, well, I think there's a great story to tell. So we have incredible richness of nonprofits in Port Townsend. The beauty of Centrum's model and the fact that our audiences that we serve are really global and not limited just to Port Townsend, 79% of the money that we raise comes from outside Jefferson County. And to me, that means we're not competing with the Maritime Center and the Land Trust and all the wonderful nonprofits in town. The bulk of the money that we raise comes from outside the community, and that's a reflection of the people we serve. So you can see maps in our brochures of where people come from for all of our workshops. It's Tokyo, it's Canada, it's Brazil, United Arab Emirates, it's all over the world. And our donor base really reflects that. Mm-hmm. So I think what's great about our model is we're not really competing in our own community of 10,000 people for our survival. And that's healthy for Port Townsend.
Do you have a sense off the top of your head as to what the percentage is of private donations versus other types of support?
Yeah, we have about a $3.5 million budget, and about $1.5 million comes from individual giving, not a blend of corporate foundation and government support, but just individual giving. And we do that from gifts of a dollar all the way up to $100,000. We get about $1.5 million from our workshops. In terms of earned revenue, that's tuition, room, and board for all of the workshops that we do. We have about 20 different weeks of programming that we do each year, in addition to all the artist residencies that we run year-round. And then the remainder comes from ticket sales, concession sales, and foundation and government grants.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a third blend.
Mm-hmm. So, Rob, we're talking again to Rob Berman, the executive director of Centrum. So talk a little bit about what's new at Centrum, what's upcoming in the next 3 or 4 months that people might be able to plug into.
Yeah, so every year we integrate a few new ideas. You know, we plan 3 years in advance at Centrum in terms of blocking dates and booking artists. We just had 2 weeks ago the first ever Creative Aging Conference at Centrum, which was a partnership with the Frye Art Museum. We had 160 people in attendance, totally sold out. I think we could easily service 250 people next year. It was incredibly exciting. It was all about perspectives on memory. We came in and did a show with Phil here about that conference. That's a new partnership with us, and partnerships are really ways for nonprofits to double their impact without lifting all of that lift on their own. Other new programs include a recent program we started for students of migrant families from all over Washington State. Last year, we started a new program for students of Native American kids, or students of Native American families, again, from about 7 or 8 tribes from around the state of Washington. That program continues again next month, so that's pretty exciting. And we've got, you know, the regular programs that we run in the bulk in the summertime, but our programming really starts this month in February with a new chamber music concert on February 23rd, and then we're straight into most of our youth programming, which happens between now and June. And then when we get into July, it's 24/7 from about mid-June to mid-August. Mm-hmm. Literally every single day through that period is workshop programming. And then we have a ukulele festival and a month-long artist residency program and our gala and things in the fall. Mm-hmm. I encourage people to go to the Centrum website, centrum.org. You can see everything that we do, and there's some videos and really very motivational things available on the site.
Great. You got a couple new key staff people?
Yeah, we had some retirements recently, and we've hired some young talent, some within this community and some from without. We have a new director of our artist residencies, Michelle Hagwood, who came to us from the UW, from...
Henry.
The Henry Gallery. Yes, I'm sorry. I just blanked on it. And she did some work in New York for some of the really big museums in New York before coming to the Henry. We have a new director of youth education at Centrum, Bonnie Showers, who came to us from the Creative Music Project and MoPOP in Seattle. And we've got some really great new fundraising staff and finance staff and a really talented team in the office.
And then you have a few old-timers.
Yeah, we do have a few old-timers. We have a few direct links to Joe Wheeler, which I cherish and I hold on to because I never got to know Joe personally. But yeah, we have about 6 or 7 people in the office that worked with Joe, and some of them as long as 30 years in the seat. Yeah. And there's massive value in that.
Yeah.
And we have a really diverse, creative staff, and it's a friendly team, and I'm just honored to be a part of it.
How many people does Centrum employ?
Well, in a year, if you count all the artists that we hire, we probably employ in the range of 200 people a year, but many of those are just for 1 week at a time. In our office, we have about 13 people.
Okay. And Rob, tell folks a little bit about yourself. Where did you come from? Are you a musician?
Yes, I studied music as a student. I grew up in Berwyn, Pennsylvania, outside Philadelphia. Spent my whole life in that area until I was out of grad school. I went to undergrad at Temple University and studied classical percussion and did my master's programming at Drexel University in arts administration. I did a year of internships, which included the NEA in Washington during the Mapplethorpe scandal. I was at the Boulder Colorado Music Festival for 2 summers, and I was down at the New World Symphony in Miami Beach with Michael Tilson Thomas. That all happened within the scope of 1 year. And then I ran symphony orchestras for about 20 years after that, all over the country. Dubuque, Iowa, Boston, Santa Barbara, San Francisco, Louisville, Kentucky. And my wife and I moved here in 2013. Her mother is in Port Ludlow. We had been visiting this community for many years, and when I saw there was an opening here and the idea of having my wife near her mother again, it was just a perfect fit. And I did a lot of research on the PDA back then, and I was excited to help contribute to make that model work. Mm-hmm. Again, I think it's a smart model to transform the park, because even when the state was running Fort Worden, it took $1 million subsidy every year to keep it open, and the maintenance was growing and growing and growing. They couldn't keep up because it's a state and it's a bureaucracy and it's complicated.
Mm-hmm. So the PDA has, for the most part, been successful in being financially sustainable, although I think they reported operating losses this last year for the first time. But it's also, you know, it's a local group. I mean, they're appointed by the Port Townsend City Council. Executive Director Dave Robinson's been around forever. So in effect, the community took control of at least that portion of Fort Worden State Park, the portion that's of most use to Centrum and the other entities out there.
The way I look at it, if you came out to Centrum before 2013, there were buildings that were used, you know, 8% of the year, buildings that were unoccupied 65% of the year. The PDA is trying to really promote Fort Worden as a destination and bring in family reunions and group conferences and group activities, which helps our tax base. If you talk to David Timmons, you know that the lodging tax has really skyrocketed because of the resurgence of Fort Worden. We play a part in that, but the work that the PDA is doing also really helps. And we're just driving more tourism, which should help local merchants and help our tax base and help the identity and branding for our entire community. Mm-hmm. So it should be a win-win.
I think my understanding is that there's a new president at Goddard College whom you're meeting with this afternoon.
Yes.
What's Goddard's plan, or do you know?
Well, we don't know yet. Goddard's going through some changes right now. You know, they're based in Vermont, and they have a new interim director here in Port Townsend, Jessica Plum, which I think has been announced. If not, I just announced it. And they have a new board president in Vermont who I understand is an expert in operating satellite campuses. So there's hope that the commitment to Port Townsend will continue. Goddard and Centrum have been connected at the hip for our MFA writing programs that they run and our writers' conference at Centrum. And it's such a wonderful fit in Port Townsend. We want to see it thrive.
And they are based at the fort?
Yes, they've been at the fort for many years. I don't know how long, but probably close to 20 years, I'm guessing.
Okay. And then what do you know, Rob, about, you know, Peninsula College has occupied their new building there for, I think, 2 years now. How's that played out in terms of what you know about it?
Well, it's playing out really well. It's a beautiful renovation. It was $6.5 million to fix that building. It's ADA compliant, number one, which is a rarity at Fort Worden. So we envy that. And we use the building in the summer. The good thing about Peninsula College is they occupy the building 4 days a week on the school calendar. So in the summertime, the building's basically available. And it allows groups like ours and Goddard to use that space, which is some of the best space now at Fort Worden. So I think that's working pretty well. Luke Robbins is a good partner, and Peninsula College has been with us in the trenches since I've been here, and they show up and they really support what's happening.
Okay. So we're just about closing up here with talking to Rob Berman, the executive director of Centrum, but let me close this way, Rob. I'm going to ask you to talk about the three primary challenges you think face Centrum in 2019.
Oh, just for this year?
Well, no, go ahead and take 50 years.
No, it's okay. I mean, the challenge we always have is recruiting new people to come through our doors. So, you know, we do so many different things. So workshop registration drives our business model. So that's always a challenge. It's not a crisis by any means. We're doing pretty well, and our workshop rates have been growing. You know, we want to stay ahead of the economy. So for now, it's not so hard. But what Centrum's trying to do behind the scenes to get to challenge number two is to prepare for that next downturn. We hope it doesn't ever come, but we know historically, roughly every 10 years in the Seattle area, there is an economic slump. So we're trying very quietly, as is the Land Trust and the Maritime Center and some of the bigger nonprofits here, to build capacity to survive the next downturn. So we're very quietly trying to build our endowment fund and do some things on the capital side just to make sure we have some cash reserves and we can sustain the next downturn. We are a fairly big employer in this community, and we want to be stable and a source of optimism even when it gets hard. Mm-hmm. And the third challenge, I suppose, is integrating the local community with the global community. So it's, you know, we had an incredible president of the board, Carla Main, for many years, who everybody in this community knows well. And Carla and I would often kick around, how do we make that balance between serving the local community and dealing with the global constituents that come through our doors? It's a really interesting challenge because our model is largely based on overnight accommodations. That's what keeps the fort perking and moving along. If you live locally, you don't really need to stay overnight. If you don't stay overnight but you come to a workshop, you're missing out on so much richness that happens after hours at the fort. So that's a constant thing we think about. We want to be more responsive to the local community. We want to support the downtown merchants as well as we can. And, you know, we moved all the clubs out to Fort Worden last year. That was a huge, huge plus for the participants and the faculty. But it had a little bit of an impact on the merchant community, even though clubs start at 10 at night. So we're thinking this year about how can we run shuttle services and promote people to eat in town and shop in town while they're here. You know, we bring about 13,000 people through our gates in terms of audience members every year. And we want the whole community to win as a result of the work that we do, not just the fort.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, I think we're closed out. I want to thank you, Rob Berman, for coming from Centrum. And this is Scott Wilson. Happy to share a microphone with Tim Quackenbush.
Well, thank you to both of you. And Scott and I were just talking about this before you arrived. Things are done in a big way here in this county, in this city. There's, you know, we'll just buy that public utility and run it. Mm-hmm. We'll just establish a PDA. We can do it better ourselves. Centrum, what you've done over the past 50 years. It just takes people like you, frankly. And I'm totally in awe of the people that bite those things off, because there have been some spectacular failures also.
What can I say, Tim?
Yes.
We don't want to forget there are a lot of local community members that step up and support KPTZ and Centrum. So we're honored to be here, but we couldn't be here without local support. And there's extraordinary support in this community. When you look at all the nonprofits here, not just the arts organizations, but Jumping Mouse and all the incredible groups that are here.
Oh, absolutely. And
this
community
is exceptional.
And include our KPTZ board in that. You know, once you start getting into six zeros and you're talking about raising that kind of money and the foresight that you just talked about, looking so far in the future, where do you want to be then?
Right.
It's a particular skill. So thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Scott. Rob Berman, you are tuned to KPTZ in Port Townsend.